Welcome to the Rocket Pregame Show. We have a unique opportunity today, something we've never done in the past. We've got both coaches on the line at the same time. We have Coach Al Starnes of the Crittenden County Rockets. Crittenden County's 1-1 coming into this game, unranked in Class 2A in the 1st District. And we have Coach Steve Carter, a former Crittenden County assistant coach and head middle school coach who is now with the Union County Braves. And he comes into this game with his club at 1-1, also unranked. And they're in Class 2A as well, but over in the 2nd District. So this is a regional matchup, but not a no district implications on the win-loss side. So, Coach Starnes, I know we've seen Union County play in person in the Warrior Bowl here a couple of weeks ago, so you've got a pretty good idea of what we're up against this week. What do you think now, 3 weeks into the season, as your team prepares for Union County?
Yeah, I mean, we watched them play against Caldwell County, and, you know, they flew around. They do a lot of things offensively. They have a great quarterback that throws the football. They have outstanding speed, and so that's what our concern is. So, you know, coming off the game last week, we got to make sure that we line up the right way, play our responsibilities, because if not, it'd be just like number 24 did. They'll be able to take it to the house at any time. So, you know, that's our concern. And ironically, Steve and I are up here at a conference together, and there's great conversation coming up here about our game, and, you know, he's telling us how much speed he has. So, yeah, we really have to watch that, and that's what our concern is.
Of course, we know he has speed, and Coach Carter, I assume you have a game plan well prepared for Crittenden County. You well know what we're going to do. You've been part of the system, and you too were at the Warrior Bowl when we opened the season against Hopkins Central. What's the game plan, Coach?
We're just trying to improve upon minimal mistakes that we made against Caldwell, and you know, we got a little bit better last week against Webster. We still have to avoid mental breakdowns and be able to compete with the line that that Crittenden has. You know, they're big up front and they come off the ball very well. So you know, we got to be able to try to negate some of their strength up front.
Of course, you guys have coached on the same staff. You're good friends. You socialize together. What does that mean when you go into this football game? Is it a good-hearted thing, or when you get on the other side of the field, it's all business, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's all good-hearted up to kickoff time, and it's good-hearted after that. But in between the opening kickoff and the final horn, it's game. You know, it's kids at Crittenden going against the kids at Union, and hoping it's a good hard football game.
Coach Starnes, this game always has a lot of pride and a lot of intensity in it. Over the years, you know, people have joked and said this was the Pyro Bowl because so many of the miners worked together and their kids were at both high schools. So this game is one, although it's not a district game, there's a lot at stake here.
Yeah, I mean, we know it's a lot at stake. We're real good friends, and it's a competition, and you know, we just hope it's a good ball game. You know, they're in the other district; they dropped down to 2A, and we moved up to 2A. So, you know, we know also there's a possibility we might face them in the playoffs if we happen to get there. So, we know what's at stake, and you know, plus it's a border game, and it's somewhat of a rival. We're just glad to get them back on our schedule.
Of course, your guys last week lost at Trigg County. Close ball game. Final score is 22-10. Not quite as, probably closer ball game than the score indicated. Lost in the fourth quarter. And I know you weren't too happy about some of the execution and assignments there during the game. So how's things going in practice this week?
Yeah, I mean, we had to work on those things. We felt like we played hard. We just didn't play very well. And making the wrong calls and lining up where we shouldn't line up. So, that's what we worked on this week, making sure that we're where we're supposed to be so we can have a chance to make a play. But, you know, you can be where you're supposed to be with great speed that they have, and they can make somebody miss and take it to the house. So we have to be fundamentally sound in pursuit of the football, and our pursuit angles have to be right. If they're not, then we could be in for a long night.
You mentioned the quarterback, Kren Reister, who is a really good, he can throw the football and an excellent runner as well. I know you've got a lot to prepare for him, but also they've got a big running back, Freddie Joe Gaines, who's kind of a tough inside runner, and then they have the Foster boy, Jarrell Foster, who had some more speed than some other speeds at receiver. So this is going to be another game where we've got to contend with that kind of quickness. How do you see this Union County team? Are they quicker overall than Trigg County, or somewhat similar?
Well, I think overall they're probably faster offensively than what they are, what Trigg County was, because they have so many weapons. The quarterback is what concerns me, because you know he's so poised, and he's got great confidence in his arm, and then when he does decide to run it, he can run very well. That's Trigg County's quarterback couldn't run that well, so you know he could throw it. But Union County is they have great balance. They have a great running game. Steve does a great job with formations to make you try to prepare for it, and getting his kids with speed the ball in space. And that's what you try to do, and utilize their athleticism. And defensively, they play hard and they get after you. And they've got a couple linebackers that really makes it difficult to run the football.
I got another question here for Coach Carter. I know y'all are swapping the phone back and forth, but I want to ask him. And we know who the guys at Crittenden County has the key on to be successful in this game. But who's Steve Carter as the coach of Union County? And knowing all these kids too, you know them very well. Probably coach some of them in the younger group. But who do you key on? Who's the main guys that you've got to stop in this game to be successful, Coach Carter?
Well, you got to stop the running game. Al does a good job, and their line does a good job of opening holes. Hernandez runs very hard, sees the field very well, makes some nice cuts. So, we talked a lot with our defensive guys, making sure they take the right angles and get in the right position to make the play. But on the same token, Phillips runs hard in the inside, and Gardner can be there, and then the quarterback. If you take off him, he runs hard. He looks a lot like a running back at the quarterback position. And a couple of times he got out, flushed out of the pocket, and turned some broken plays into some nice runs for him. So you just got to be prepared for that. And then but on the same token, got to be cautious because the play action is a part of their game. And if you over pursue, they'll hit you with that bootleg or some other. Trickery play that Al's always known to have at least one or two up play.
Yeah. All right, Coach Carter, Coach Starnes, good luck this week on this rivalry between two friends, but yet bitter rivals over the years. Union and Crittenden County have been playing forever, and Union County holds a big edge overall in the series. However, in the past few years, it looks like Crittenden County has done very well to bring you up to speed on that. The Rockets are 5-19. All time against the Braves. However, Crittenden County holds an edge with 3 wins in the last 4 games. So I think everybody's looking forward to it and expect a big crowd. Kickoff is 7 p.m. over at Morgan Field, and look forward to see everyone there. Good luck, guys.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thanks. It's going to be fun.
All right. Thanks, Evan.